Welcome to It's a Question of Balance with Ruth Coplin. Featuring out and about, thought-provoking conversations on the street. We consider topics with local relevance and global significance. And now, here's your host for It's a Question of Balance, Ruth Coplin.
Welcome to the show where we balance the intellectual with the creative and explore whether we have more in common than divides us through thought-provoking conversations. For the Arts Hour, I feature in-depth interviews with local, national and international guests from all areas of the arts. And for this, the Topic Hour, I go out and about and talk to people on the street about a wide variety of different subjects that affect us all, locally and globally. And I combine a debate topic with an arts interview because I feel discussion and creativity are two of the most vital ways we engage with the world. Well, this week I'm presenting an outside perspective on how the US is viewed and whether views may have changed in the last year or so. There are varied opinions on what Americans think of the US right now, whether it needs to be made great again, whether it still is great, whether it ever was great. What does great mean? I thought it might be interesting to see what some non-Americans think about all this. So when I was in London recently, I went out and about on the street to interview people. I also decided to speak to an expat, internationally best-selling and award-winning British author, Michael Marshall Smith, who currently resides in Santa Cruz, California. We'll be hearing from him a bit later in the show. For Out and About, I decided to go to the Embankment in London to get opinion. Now, London is a very cosmopolitan city, and the Embankment is a particularly cosmopolitan area, as it's near Tate Modern, the Globe Theatre, the London Eye, the Millennium Bridge, and the historic City of London. So there tend to be lots of visitors from many different countries around that area. And sure enough, the first people who agreed to be interviewed that I asked were from Italy and France. So let's hear what Mark and Jade have to say. Hi, my name's Ruth Coplin from It's a Question of Balance radio show. Thank you very much for talking to me today for Out and About. What is your name and where are you from?
I'm Mark. I'm from Italy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Whereabouts in Italy?
Milan.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Okay. And what about you?
My name is Jade. I came from Strasbourg, France.
Oh, great. Well, thanks very much for stopping. I'm wondering, when you think of America, what is the first impression that comes to your mind?
I think of America and I think I think of New York and the big city. And so I think is what I think is not something that is really is relatable to me, but it's not accurate. I've been once to Central America in Tennessee, and it's really different from the America that we see in Europe on the TV shows, on the radio shows. And so it's something that America for me is something that I think is, I have a clear idea what is it about, but...
And what would that be? Do you think of it as being like a world power, as, you know, a strong country, a liberal country, you know, the seat of democracy, or what do you think?
Well, me being young and I work in the film industry, for me, America is somewhere where there are a lot of opportunities for young people.
Okay.
That works in arts. But again, I don't know if it's actually an accurate reality. I know that, you know, New York is different from the actual America, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. What about you? What do you think of first when you think of America?
First, I've never been in America, but I don't really have a good opinion about America. Actually, I'm in love with the Orient and Japan and Japanese and Chinese cultures. Yeah. And America is just the opposite. It's when I have an American friend and he doesn't really love America. He wanted to escape from his American life and come to Europe. He says Europe is better for him. He studies philosophy. Mm. And America doesn't fit him in this way. He said America is big and everything is big and you feel like lost. Even though you live there, you feel lost. And
what do you not like about America?
Trump.
Well, yeah. I was going to ask you, my next question is whether your view of America has changed in the last year because of the change in the political situation there.
Actually, I think America is, how my friend said, as my friend said, it's a big opportunity, it's like a stage for all the young people. But actually, Trump destroys it, I think. In a way that a president should inspire people, his people, and America is a big power, is a huge power, and it should be as a state of reference for the whole world. But America is not inspiring anymore.
No. What do you not like about what he's doing or how he's leading the country?
Actually, every time I see Trump in the TV or on the internet, I just close the window, internet window or the TV. I want to get rid of that and forget. Yes. Because I feel danger. I feel danger now when I think about America. I am frightened at what could happen.
In terms of, you know, going into a war or something like that?
Yes, and also about colonization. Is it a word?
Colonization.
Colonization and globalization, actually. That people still refer to America as being, how to say, modern. Like, if you want to be stylish and hipster and cool, you'll be like, I will copy American girls, how I see them on Instagram, how they look like. But it's so not, I don't know, it's not real. People are trying to be something they are not because of this Americanization, I think.
Yeah. So a kind of fakeness in a way.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry to say that. I'm like judging countries and cultures, but yes.
And what about you? Do you feel your view has changed in the last year?
I mean, coming from Italy and from a European country, like, I'm really used to, like, in Italy, back with my family, about really discussing politically. And in Europe, I think we are really aware of the political issues. And in America, especially in the few past years, is something that I don't think is, you know, is felt as much as we are used to in Europe. And of course, with Trump, I've definitely changed my opinion on, you know, on how Americans view their, you know, social issue, especially because I frankly I was really surprised that not that Trump got elected, but that Trump got elected after Obama, that did personally quite well. And then of course, like, the other issues is when a few days ago Oprah Winfrey did that speech, and I read an article that was really interesting, that was saying that if Oprah was about to run in the next, you know, the next president could be a celebrity, a star. And that would really change a lot, meaning that, you know, a president is not anymore like a lawyer or an economic person, but it's just a star. And politics would become like a TV show. And that was really interesting, and it says a lot of how people just choose their political, you know, president or candidates. It's just, you know, like TV. And of course, yeah, for me it's a bit sad, and
So it seems to me, you know, Americans are more likely or to vote for a celebrity as president than we would be in Europe. I mean, I'm a dual citizen, so I kind of have both perspectives. But, I mean, do you feel a celebrity has the right qualifications, or do you feel that, you know, someone should have had at least some experience of the country's political system in order to be able to know how to do the job?
I think there should be a qualified person to be as president. But this choice of choosing celebrities as a leader of a country, it comes from medias, and our interests change.
Yes.
Because 50 years ago, yes, okay, 50 years ago, we wouldn't vote for a celebrity. It would be such a nonsense. Everybody would laugh at us if we said that, okay, I want Britney Spears to be my president. Okay, everybody would laugh at us. But now, reads economic press or a political press. Everybody chooses something more easy to read, like about stars, what they've been doing, because it's interesting and easy. That's what we are interested in. I think, and this is sad.
Yeah. So what qualities do you look for in a world leader, and do you think there's different qualities needed to lead America than other countries?
To me, a good foundation would be like someone that studied law.
Okay.
Knowing the legislation is knowing practically everything works.
Yes.
Nowadays. So to me, that would be a good, starting point.
Yes.
But I also must say that it's always good to have as a leader, like an idealist.
Idealist,
but I think is something that is a little forgotten nowadays, to being pragmatic, being able to compromise. It's often really easy to think of politics like something like, ideals and values. But once you are actually into it, I think that a great value is also to be able to say, okay, we cannot do this particular issue. We cannot deal with this particular issue now.
Right.
Let's have patience and deal with it later. And this value of this skill of compromising, I think, is really important.
Yes.
And it's, yeah.
What about you? What qualities do you think are good in a leader? And is it different for America?
I think for America is something different, because we should be realistic. Not all the countries are America. And being the president, you like own all the oceans of the world. Your power is immense.
Because of the military power.
Yes, military power, and also the image of your country is very important. Is incredibly important, and I think my friend was right, and
yeah.
I don't have another opinion.
I totally
agree with him.
You may or may not have heard, there's a big thing about making America great again, which, not everyone agrees that it was great before or that it's
yes.
not great anymore. But, I mean, do you perceive America as being in decline and needing to be made great again?
Well, I think it's a good point what you said before. I think not as many people as American things in Europe thought that America was great before. I think it's the sense of American being great is something that was really, it was a common notion in America, but not in, in the rest of the world, especially in Europe.
Yes.
And so talking about the decline is, I don't know, I think it's more like a discourse that is really like in fashion, like in America, but in Europe, if I say, when I heard a sentence like, oh, America is going to be great again or is in decline, it's something that it doesn't really, it's a slogan, it works, but there's not much content to it. It's not like before in Europe we thought that America was this big, you know, big hope for the world. It's, yeah.
Yeah. What about you? Do you feel there's a decline or in the last sort of few years it needs to be made great again? Or and what would great be?
I think this slogan, it means something for people who believe it. It's like religion. If you believe it, it works.
Yes.
So, actually, I've never thought America like something, a model or a country that had very very much influence on me. Maybe indirectly, probably. But I don't know what to say about it. So
it
doesn't speak to me very much.
I think there's definitely a very different view of America outside America, which a lot of Americans don't realize, hence me trying to talk to some people outside of America. But yeah, that's interesting. Well, thank you so much for talking to me. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, and our topic discussion this week. I'm presenting an outside perspective on how the US is viewed. That was Mark and Jade talking to me in London, where I was recently. And I think they're pretty amazing to talk about a quite difficult subject in a second language. One of them from France, one from Italy. So that was good to get to different countries' perspectives. So I was really grateful to them. We're going to go to a break now, but after the break, I'm going to be talking to internationally best-selling author who's an expat, Michael Marshall Smith, currently resides in Santa Cruz, California. So he's going to be talking to me about his views, his perspective as a non-American on the US right now. We'll be back after these messages.
Do you like the music from It's a Question of Balance with Ruth Copland? Have you ever wondered what the full songs sound like? Now you can find out by listening to the new EP, It's a Question of Balance Music, available from iTunes, Amazon, and itsaquestionofbalance.com.
Ocean's flat, but steamer lane. No white horses to play the game. And I wish I knew your name. Something about you in the rain. Did I or didn't I say it's forever? Well, I know I said it, baby, just goes nowhere. Well, we can do the things we want, we can do the things we like, but if we're taking all the time, well, I just don't think that it's right. I think that there's more to life than just that. I think that there's more to us than just that.
It's a Question of Balance Music. Download individual tracks or the whole EP from iTunes, Amazon, or itsaquestionofbalance.com.